Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
I must have been away too long because my feelings are dead. I feel no remorse.
We got to talk. The last few weeks have been like, what, the craziest, most bizarre few weeks in American history, at least since I've been alive.
Oh, so we missed the Trump thing?
It happened. Yeah, I think we potted right before that. And the last couple of weeks have just been fucking madness, chaos. So Trump is what, millimeters away from getting clipped? I mean, what happens if he doesn't turn his head? And he gets shot in the head. Realistically,
I mean, there'd be riots everywhere.
Yeah, I feel like they'd just find another guy.
You really think there'd be nothing? Because like I don't know if there'd be civil. You know, people are like, oh, it'd be civil war.
I honestly think it would be like kind of the reverse of, say, like the George Floyd stuff when there was like some riots and stuff. And I don't think it would have been too crazy.
Right. Right, there wouldn't be an Antifa out in the streets. That's like a left.
The whole like a left wing like, thing. The whole civil war thing is just that's not happening.
I mean, yeah, I think there'd be some guys in like Texas with some guns or in the South who would be pretty pissed. I don't know where they would take these guns to. What, CIA office? Like, you know, like, yeah, like who do you retaliate on? Right, we still don't know anything.
And, I honestly think most people don't really care enough. And I think the people that do care are mostly like in their basement on their computer. So
yeah,
that's no, the way I look at it. 100%. I completely agree. I mean, you know, if we're being honest, if that was Biden who almost got clipped, the media would still be talking about it like crazy.
Oh yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
The fact that it's Trump, they've already moved on to this whole Kamala craziness with that, and then we have the new 7-foot Biden. So that's fun.
I saw that. Like, that guy, he did look big. I don't think it was him, right?
No way that's him. Not only is he, like, 7 foot, but the face looks different. He's walking differently.
The hair.
I'm sorry, but I know people who aren't even conspiracy people, and they're like, yeah, something's up. That's not him.
Yeah, it was strange. Maybe they did it purposely? I don't know.
Well, I think he's... there was reports that he wasn't doing well. And then... he had to drop out, right? And since he's dropped out, he had that one speech, which a lot of people thought was just a recording. And he's like nowhere to be found. Have we heard from him since that, whatever that speech was?
So that was the only time? Wow.
That's it.
I don't think so. Wow.
That's it. Who's running the country? I have no idea.
Leon Rose.
Hopefully Leon Rose. You know, what we see... unburdened by what has been, we get the cackler.
What is that? I see that everywhere now. Is that like she said that or something?
She says it like constantly. Yeah, there's a clip video of her just saying that in like 20 different speeches.
Yeah. I'm ready for it to be over. I hope it's November.
This is nuts. I just can't believe this is all going on. And you're right, Adam. Like no one cares. People live their own lives. You know, it's like we'll send. I mean, it's mostly Paul and I, but like we'll send like clips to each other of different stuff, and you know. But it's like, I don't know. It's
chaos.
It's crazy. What predictions? What do you think is going to happen in the next few months?
I think Trump wins by a million.
So you think Trump's still winning? Because I'm with Paul. I think the Democrats they know what they're doing. They're not as dumb as they act. I think that is all an act to be like just like fucking retards. I think they know what they're doing.
I think Trump's gonna win in a landslide.
Okay.
It's either the biggest gaslighting
with like this fake momentum with Harris and she wins. But like, I don't know. It's because like you said, I think they had this planned all along. Like Trump was so far into his campaign and he even said today, he's like, I had to like switch everything up. My whole thing was going against Biden and it's yeah. late, you know? So it, they definitely had this in the works, like just to kind of throw him a big curveball.
Yeah. And now all of a sudden, you know, the Democrats, you know, they clearly, they formed, you know, probably like a coup. They kicked Biden out, replaced him with Kamala, you know, overriding any sort of primary or democratic process, quote unquote. And, you know, but you know what I mean? Know what I've noticed? As many people that love Trump, I think there's more that just hate him. And there's many people who are just like, I don't give a shit. I'll vote for a stapler over Donald Trump. Like, I don't care. I don't care how dumb Kamala Harris is. I'm going to just vote against Trump, and I don't care. And it's just like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like common sense, right? I think with her going to be the nominee, she's going to pick up more of the women vote, minority vote, and the younger vote, I would assume, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they're already getting...
Just for the fact that she's a minority woman and she's not 85 years old that can't speak.
Right. So that's it. That's it. And there's not it's not like there's a whole year of her having to go through the process. You know, they'll just keep, you know, pumping her up and, you know, the next few months because we're only 90 days away. You know,
it's nothing.
Yeah. There'll be maybe one debate. I don't even think there's going to be any more debates, to be honest with you. And before you know it, it's just, you know, that JD Vance, selection from Trump, I think is backfiring. I think he's probably regretting it.
Yeah, I think so.
He should have picked Tulsi. I'm so fucking pissed. But anyway, yeah, I'm just so fed up with it. I'm, you know, probably not going to vote. It's just, I'm so sick of all of it. It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Yeah. Juice.
I'm probably going to vote for Trump. I'm hoping for that.
Payroll
tax.
Yeah, he said a few other things. I think even today he wants to get rid of taxing Social Security. He wants to get rid of taxing overtime pay, like a bunch of things, tips.
I know. Also, Kamala wants to raise the corporate tax. Which Trump dropped that down to 20. During his presidency, and then Biden tried to get it up to 28, but that didn't go through. And I think Kamala wants it over 30. So that's going to really hurt small businesses. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my whole thing is like, I hate the Democrats so much. Like, I hate these people because I kind of consider myself a liberal, and these people are just, they're evil. So if Trump wins, I don't really care. New York's going to go blue anyway, so I don't really need to go. What's my vote going to matter, right? So,
yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Juice, I could sense the uneasiness. Do you have any opinions, any comments?
I definitely don't have any uneasiness. I mean, it's going to come down. It's going to still come down to, what, the five states that really swing, yep. by the way. And that's exactly. really all it is. I think, you know, not much has changed. It's probably better this way for the Democrats because the way Biden was going, I mean, no one was going to vote for him.
That's definitely true. That's definitely true.
He couldn't speak. You know what I mean? So I don't think it would have. I think this was probably the best course of action that he could take, and they still have a shot. It looks like. I think the polling still suggests that it's probably even, but. I think as we get closer, maybe Trump wins.
I think, yeah. I think anything can happen in the next few months.
Like, something's going to happen. There's be like a bombshell, like audio leak, drop something, or I don't know. There's always some weird shit happening. But yeah, like Josh said, it's going to be Pennsylvania, Arizona, Nevada, Michigan, Wisconsin, basically. Like that. Those are.
Yeah.
That's it.
North Carolina, maybe.
It's just like. We have so many, I've said this over and over again, it's like a broken record, but there's so many intelligent, smart, polished people on probably both sides, you know, and again, like we're left with these guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
it's just, it's quite sad.
it's awful. All we want is just to have, you know, no one really wants to be, you know, thinking and talking about any of this, right? Like, we just want to live our lives and that's it. And unfortunately, it's just, you know, they have to get people involved and divide us, and it's crazy. I just can't believe how close Trump was to getting whacked. Like,
I know. Yeah, he would have died. There's no doubt about it. I think the bullet would have hit him in the head, and went out the back of his skull, and he would have been dead.
It's just nuts.
He's really lucky to be alive.
Also, with that thing, so there was no tape delay. So if, like, it actually did hit him, everyone would have saw that live on TV.
Yeah.
Shouldn't there be a 10-second delay? 5-second delay?
You think?
That seems a little crazy to me, because, like, sports are on delay. I'm watching a Knick game. It's like a 5-second delay on, like, MSG, you know, ESPN.
Adam NFL. Is longer than that. Adam's delayed by, like, 50 minutes.
Yeah. We need more of that.
Yeah. More than that.
You
would
think, like, for a presidential debate, rally, they would be sensitive, like, hey, anything is possible, like, especially with Trump. Like, be prepared. Like, have a delay. Like, that could have been, whew. Like, imagine, like, little kids watching that, like, seeing that.
Yeah.
So it's crazy to think about.
Also, odd that CNN decided to actually show that rally, which I guess they hadn't shown any of his rallies. I don't know how true that is, but I heard that they hadn't showed any of his rallies all year except for that one.
Yeah,
so that's they used to
cut it off, like, after a couple minutes, like, you know, when he would start, like, rambling.
Yeah,
they just be like, all right, enough. Like,
okay. Yeah, and they're burying that story with the kid. Clearly, I mean, everything was, you know, the Secret Service woman, she resigned, obviously, she should have, but just a complete collapse. I mean, it just smells like an inside job, but it doesn't matter. They're burying the whole story. Everything's on to Kamala's great, Kamala's this, Kamala's that. White dudes for Kamala, which, you know.
Joe Burrow.
Well, no, supposedly the Bengals came out and denied that.
Yeah, that's the funny part. It's like, but a lot of people probably don't know that they came out with the statement. So
correct. And Danny Jones was on that. And
but Danny Jones, Joe Burrow, and Jared Goff did attend a pro
Kamala rally.
Oh, they did
a meeting. Yeah, they did. They did. I mean, then there was some rumors that Joe Burrow was in the white dudes for Kamala, which is so ridiculous saying that out loud. But then the Bengals had to come out and deny it, and it's just like, I think it's all so stupid. Like, who cares? Like, at the end of the day, I want my quarterback to throw a touchdown and not turn the ball over.
None of it's gonna affect change anything.
Yeah,
I don't care. I don't care if they're a Democrat, Republican, don't vote. Like, it doesn't matter. It's just so stupid.
You know whose fault this is, right? This is all First Take's fault.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. Because that style of debate show was so successful with ESPN that all the political channels just adopted it. 100%. And that became the norm, and now you got to pick a side, and people root for presidents like they're rooting for basketball teams.
Yeah.
Skip Bayless. The real,
like, my guy's got to win no matter what. I'm a Democrat. I got to vote for this guy. It's so nonsensical. It's crazy.
Well, actually,
I mean, you're so right. When you watch the conventions, you see all these guys, and they're wearing the hats as if they're supporting the New York Giants.
Yeah, it's like you're going to watch the fucking Yankees. Like, dude.
Yeah, the MAGA hat. Yeah.
Both for your own self-interest.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that really matters.
Yeah, the MAGA hat is like it's like a team. And now there's, you know, I saw white dudes for Kamala hats.
If he loses, though, is that going to continue, like, the MAGA apparel, or no?
I think so.
Is it so far ingrained in, like, culture that it's just, like, it's not going anywhere?
I think so. Yeah. I think both sides are very culty. They're both cults, basically. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Their candidate could do no wrong. You know, no one liked Kamala. She had to drop out of the primaries in 2019 because literally no one liked her. She had no delegates. Tulsi ethered her in the debates, and that was it. And then, for some reason, they needed a black woman to be VP. Biden came out and said it. It's on video there, him saying it needs to be a black woman. So, and Kamala fit the bill. So here we are, and I don't know. It's It's ugly, man. It's really ugly. And now, what was it? Israel attacked Iran, and now Iran might retaliate, and that might turn into World War III. So my theory may still be right.
What, that the Jets would win the Super Bowl and then, like, World War III?
Well, that was your theory, I think. No, my theory was they're going to escalate World War III and cancel the election. But, who knows? I don't know.
I hope not, because then, there's no sports.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like Israel is always fucking with Iran, and Iran never does anything. I think a lot of it is theater, to be honest.
It's a big game. Yeah.
They're just playing chicken. I don't know. Who knows, man? But, yeah. I can't wait for 7-foot Biden to come back out. Make another appearance. Are we going to see it again?
I only saw the one video.
Yeah, there's two. He, walks out with, he's, walking to the helicopter with Jill and Hunter. He's wearing that, that almost like that Team USA jacket.
Okay.
There's that one. And then there's another one where he walks out in a suit. And he's huge. Huge. It's not him.
Yeah.
It's all just fucking weird.
We're living in a simulation for sure.
Yeah, we are. Anyway, enough of that. I just had to get that out because, I mean, that all happened between the last podcast and now. So, which is nuts to think about. Because the Trump assessment, that felt like it happened months ago now. That's how quick the media buried it.
It has been a while. It does feel like it's been a
right?
while.
Right? The media buried that real quick.
It's not nothing. Talked about at all. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But that's how crazy the news cycle is. What should we jump into? I mean, Hard Knocks, right? Hard Knocks just ended. May as well talk about that. Knocks,
Yeah.
So
yeah, we got Malik Nabers.
Spoiler alert. Giants got Malik Nabers, who seemed at first he did not seem too happy he was a New York Giant, but then he did. He warmed up to the idea.
I don't want to get ahead of myself on Malik Nabers, but I mean, all the reports, all the stuff that they're talking about, it's hard not to get pretty excited about this guy.
Oh yeah. No, he's a stud. He's a certified stud. He's going to be amazing.
As long as we get a quarterback that can get him the ball, I really feel like he's gonna have a huge year.
Right, Danny seems to be having a rough camp. I haven't heard about Drew Lock at all or the Tommy Cutlets, but what else is going on in Giant camp?
Well, first of all, I think they gave way more access than I thought they would.
Yeah, and you know what? Well, I mean, I already love Dable, but now I love him even more, and. It was a lot of access. Joe Shane, I mean, you know, it seemed like a bad guy. Mara's a creep. I'm surprised Tish didn't say anything. He was, real quiet.
Yeah, I think, I don't know how involved he is. He just seems like he's there for the ride.
I remember him in the Entourage movie, having a boner for Radikowski, Emily Radikowski. Do you remember that in the Entourage movie?
Yeah.
He's like, I like her.
Also, wasn't he on the video the Sunday night game? I think against the Cowboys, he was making out drunk as shit.
Yeah.
In the suite.
Yeah. I think he had some issues.
He enjoys the party.
Yeah, I think he maybe had some issues. He was all right, I'm going to be in my best behavior on this thing, because he didn't say a word.
But. You know, Josh made a point to me the other day, and I think it's a good point. The Giants kind of we need a little continuity. So like whatever happens this year, I think it's important that they just kind of keep everything together. There's no reason to just fire the GM, fire the coach, and start again from scratch. I really think you got to give this some time.
I read a stat that was it was really alarming. You know, Brian Daboll is entering his third season as head coach, and he's the first coach since Tom Coughlin to enter the third year.
Yeah, it's insane.
So Tom Coughlin left 10 years ago. Little over 10 years ago.
Shermer.
McAdoo. So they have McAdoo didn't even make it to 2 years. They fired him mid-season.
And did he win a playoff game?
And he won a playoff game.
Made the playoffs.
He lost to the Green Bay.
Green Bay,
boat, the yacht.
That was the boat.
In the Miami. Yeah.
And then they had Pat Shermer, who was abysmal. And then... They had Joe Judge. Okay. Who's a general now, probably.
Forgot about him. Yeah.
And now it's Dable. So they've had a disaster with Gettleman being the GM. Because the other stat I read was the Aziz Ojulari draft. So they cut Aaron Robinson, and then they figured out that, I forgot what year that was. I feel like it was 2019. Like, Aziz Ojulari is the only player from that draft left.
Wow.
Might be sooner than that, yeah. 2020 maybe, but
that's terrible.
One player from the entire freaking draft.
That's terrible. All I could think about when in the last episode, when Joe is calling the players, as you know, drafting them, and he's like, hey, man, what's up? Like, you know, welcome to the New York Giants, or whatever he said. All I could think about was Gettleman when he would do that. Like, what would he say? Like, I was dying to, I like, wish we could have seen that, you know?
I wonder if he had another... Yeah, he probably did it, right? Or did he, like, delegate it for other people?
I feel like he did.
Yeah.
I would love to see a clip of that. Because Joe Shane, he seems like a normal guy. Gettleman seems like he's wacko, you know?
Yeah.
It is interesting.
The computer guys.
Yeah.
It is interesting, though, that when you see it, right? And you can read body language. Like, everybody can see anytime he mentioned, all right, if we don't get the quarterback, we'll roll with Danny Jones. Like, people are looking at Dable and reading his body language and his facial expressions. And you can read it on his face. Like, he's just like, yeah, fuck, whatever. Like, he's like really unhappy or openly out there. So yeah. I thought in the draft, it was really cool to see, like, they had neighbors super high. They had him ranked as their number one guy, even ahead of Marvin Harrison Jr.
I think he's better than Marvin.
I think he's better.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty interesting to see. They were like super. They pretty much guessed the first five picks correctly, which good on them, because you're gambling. And then you could also see like the second round pick. They had a couple guys earmarked, and then they got away. And you kind of see them talk through the process, take the best available, but they're still like a little down. Like you can see that they're convincing themselves of taking the best available player. Like you saw that on the second pick, then the third pick, they're talking through it. They're more excited because I think that cornerback that they took in the third round was the last run of the quarterbacks. Like after that, there was a huge drop off.
Yeah.
And then the fourth round pick, the tight end, they were super excited about him getting there. So you kind of see it. It's not like we're excited about every single pick. Every single pick's the best pick. You know, they kind of have to do the best they can if they miss out on guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the tight end, they kind of focused on quite a bit. He seems pretty locked in, that guy. I don't know how he's been doing at camp so far. I haven't heard anything. Has anyone heard anything about him?
He's got a dumb number.
What number is he?
Yeah, he's like 47 right now or something. Yeah. That'll change all those.
Tight ends from time to time have 40. Who's the one on the Colts that was good?
Dallas Clark.
44. Yeah, every once in a while you get a tight end with a 40. 40.
You know which tight end I heard has been lighting up camp is Brock Bowers.
Oh, has he?
My guy.
Yeah, they said he's basically the number one pass catcher in Vegas.
Over Adams. Wow.
That's what they said so far. You know how it goes, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who's starting there? Is it going to be Aiden O'Connell or what's
his name? I'd say Minshew.
Or Minshew?
I'd say Minshew.
Oh, man.
Oh, Brock, man. Brock with Rodgers would have been...
Don't they have Michael Mayer also? The Dave guy?
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
It's like tight end fucking central there.
Yeah. That was interesting when Dable was talking to Saban, and he's like, Nick told me there was two guys that gave him fucking problems. Neighbors and Brock Bowers.
Yep.
I watched Bowers since he's a freshman, man. He dominated since a freshman.
Oh, he's a freak. Yeah.
He's different. Yeah,
he is. He's going to be a stud. Jets, Fashanu better. He better be the left tackle there for years.
Yeah, he will be. The
show was like, I don't know. I didn't think it was very good in the beginning, like the first episode
boring.
Or two.
Yeah.
Yeah, when it was kind of boring and through the Saquon stuff. But once you get into when they give you like the actual truth, like kudos to the Giants on, you know, they were pretty transparent on saying they wanted a quarterback And the reason was Daniel Jones too injury prone. So we're ready if the, you know, we're ready to move up. That part was cool. And it seemed like the behind the scenes conversations between scouts, head coaches, the owner, I thought they were pretty honest and transparent. They put it all out there. They weren't secretive at all. They just, you know, pretty much, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they're very
transparent. Without the show, you won't know. Like, our offensive line has been terrible for years, and they've had such a trouble building it, but the Giants were never looking at Joe Alt. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Like, you saw the full plan, right? They were going to go Neighbors or Harrison, and then maybe Rome Odunze, but they were looking at a trade down where it was going to be Rome or Bowers. And that was it. And I was surprised also that they were talking to the Jets. Like, I thought that they never used to do that.
Yeah.
I don't think they care as much anymore, maybe, but I don't know. I'm curious what Douglas, like, offered Shane. Because it feel like, if you watch the video, he kind of gave it a double, like, he thought a little bit. No? His facial expression?
Yeah.
Who were they looking to move up for? I missed that part.
All Neighbors. Neighbors. I think it was Neighbors.
Oh, it was Neighbors. The Jets wanted Neighbors. Okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Indy wanted Neighbors, too, I think.
Interesting that the Jets wanted... Was he ever rumored to the Jets? They like the Dunze or Dunes.
Yeah. There was never any conversation, but at least pre-draft, I don't remember hearing that. So they did a good job covering that up.
That's interesting.
Man, if they had him, oh my god.
The other thing is, I mean, I follow the NFL draft. I read every mock and what people are saying, right? And like the media has you believe that Dunze is equal to Neighbors and equal pretty much, and they're both like a step behind Marvin Harrison. When you watch this show, it's like a lot of people had Neighbors 1, and some people had Marvin 2, and then like Rome was a tier behind them. Yeah. So they like make you think all sorts of things that are not true when they don't have any idea.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
Right. I think they're all. I think all three of those guys are going to be certified studs. Same with Bowers. Like I can't picture any of them being busts. At all, unless there's injuries, you know.
And then I heard that if the Giants did do a deal with the Colts, I mean, they wanted more than an additional second rounder. That was kind of a whack trade. Some people think it was even, but I heard the Giants were going to go a D tackle like Murphy out of Texas, so they could put him next to Lawrence and then just have a monster D line.
Yeah, yeah. So. Is that the only thing Giants are kind of like lacking in on defense right now? Is corners, right?
The corners are young.
Yeah, corners are young.
Yeah, Banks. This guy. Yeah.
We always need linebackers.
I don't know how deep the defensive line is, but that front four is really on paper really good.
Oh yeah.
So I'm excited about that.
I think so. What do you guys think about the reaction when they revealed the 100 year anniversary? Uniforms.
Oh, Dable. Yeah. Dable looked at it like, what the fuck?
Dable's reaction was amazing. Priceless.
Yeah. He gave a double look. He's like, well, are you serious?
Yeah, he definitely was like, nah, not feeling those. I kind of like them now, actually. I really like the helmet.
I'm not going to lie. They're growing on me.
They're growing on me a little bit.
It's the Michigan Canadians. It's what they are.
Yeah. It's the helmet, I think.
I think the merch is going to look really cool as like a sweatshirt or like a quarter zip or like a hat or something.
Like a hockey jersey.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The actual jersey itself, though, not so much.
Yeah.
The 100 years is cool. They have so much history. Like, I love when they show highlights of the 80s Giants, like with Lawrence Taylor and Parcells running around. And I love, like, even the – now we're getting older, but the Super Bowl run when they showed Tuck and Eli and stuff like that. Like, they could incorporate stuff with that. Like, I don't know why they're putting these Michigan-style helmets on.
Yeah,
I know.
Wearing like,
nobody
remembers red.
Nobody alive remembers Y.A. Tittle.
What about the GIF? Frank Gifford?
Frank Gifford.
Playing at Yankee Stadium. It's so funny that like football used to be played at like these baseball stadiums.
There are 100 years. So when were the Jets?
60 was it 60 or 63? Titans.
So Titans was only the 60s it started?
Correct.
Wow.
Almost positive. I'm not completely
so Giants
positive.
Are like forty years more. Than
oh
the
yeah.
Jets were.
Oh yeah.
My neighbor who recently passed, I think he was like 98 when he passed. He was one of the original Giant season ticket holders back in the day, and back then the every season ticket holder could have breakfast with the owner.
Wow.
Like, I'm going way back. So he's like, yeah, we used to go to the diner with him like once a year. I was like, really?
What?
Yeah, I know. Just felt like, I guess it was still Mickey Mouse back then compared to what it is now. You know, tape delay and
yeah,
all that.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, Mara was interesting on the show. You could tell like owners really care. It almost seems like they care mostly about marketing. Like, he was so pissed about Saquon. He's like, he's our best.
He's so popular. He's so popular.
Most popular player by far. You know, he's like, okay. Oh well.
Yeah, cool. That's not gonna fit well with me.
Oh man. What else on Hard Knocks? Anything of note? It was pretty cool. I actually liked it.
Like, if that's your job in sports, the draft must be like the most fun day. Like, stressful, but it just seems like so much fun
for the scouts and
yeah
stuff.
Totally
yeah they one of them said it, they're like, this is like our Super Bowl.
Yeah, you it looks know? It looks we like should, a lot of fun.
We should have been scouts. Why don't we do like this is our passion. We should have done
yeah
this
totally
shit.
Do you
that.
Want to though, like, that movie The Hustler with Adam Sandler, like it seems like a
it's hard
grind.
But like, man, I would love it, like try like for that. It'd be awesome.
Yeah. Ryan Russillo.
I'll go watch some dude shoot jumpers in Lithuania.
I just don't know how you get into that. Like, do you have to like grow up in it? Like, I don't know. It's like
you gotta get a job with like
college,
a team, like equipment manager or something.
Yeah, but do you go to college for like sports management? Like,
yeah, that sports manage, that makes sense to me. Sports management.
Yeah,
And then just get an in with a team, and then move your way up, I guess. Right, or be a former player. You know, right.
Yeah, the former player thing seems to work.
Yeah. Some of those guys looked like former players, some of the scouts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So I think there's that. You know, you have your in with that way, with that. Yeah. Yeah. But
I mean, what the hell? I watch sports like all the time anyway. I could at least get paid for it.
Yeah. I think it's just the traveling part that would get me and just, you know, eating fast food all the time. It's just like, I can't imagine. It's, you know, you got to be pretty disciplined, I guess. But yeah, yeah, yeah. Training camp, Jets. I mean, I don't want to get too caught up, but you know, Rodgers throwing, you know, bullet, you know, touchdowns. What do you have? 6 touchdowns today, Paul?
It's like, yeah.
Okay.
Killing it.
Media tried to make a big deal about him and Garrett on the sidelines getting into it with each other, but Rodgers was like laughing. It, you know,
which is so stupid. They're going back and forth. They're getting feedback from each other. Like, this passion. Like, give me a break.
Yeah. It's all.
I hate the media.
Yeah. It's all stupid shit.
A lot of talk about Breece Hall in fantasy. I've been listening to a couple fantasy podcasts.
I think he's going first round. Yeah.
He's the best running back in the NFL. No one can tell me different.
He won't go one, though, right? He'll, McCaffrey still?
I take him one. I take, dude, he had, like, what, 1,800 scrimmage yards last year, like with Zach Wilson, the 31st offense.
Yeah.
And he's coming off an ACL.
Yeah, he's
nasty.
Yeah, he's going to be a problem. He's going to be a problem. Garrett, too. They both could go round one, right?
It's all about Rodgers healthy and Salah, because I don't trust him.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what he said last year. But they, you know, Rodgers healthy because you know we can't deal with Hackett.
Do you guys worry about Rodgers as far as like maybe he's gonna be like, I'm going to Tibet for 2 weeks?
No, I think that's over now.
Okay, all right.
I think that's over now. he got out of his system. Egypt. He's not gonna pull like a Kyrie where like you know.
Yeah, that's kind of the vibe I was getting.
Stops playing for 2 weeks. that's two. That's two games. That's like you know one.
Yeah, it's like a quarter of the season.
Quarter of the season. Yeah, that wouldn't be a good look. Schedule will be tough. We'll see. We're almost a month out. A little over a month out till week one.
A little over a month. Yeah.
Which is gonna feel like an eternity. We do have,
I know, like every time they start going on Twitter, like, oh, Jet practice is about to start, I'm like, fuck. I hate it.
I know.
It's only bad things. The only bad things can happen.
I know. Every day you see an injury. I've seen already like five different players have season-ending injuries. Yeah, it's terrible.
It's brutal.
It feels like that division's up for grabs. No.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think Vegas has it like basically even it.
Like would Buffalo
all,
like, and Diggs
plus 170 yeah. pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. I could see it.
Poyer. Yeah, it's I mean, I think the Jets by far have the most talent.
I really think so.
They're deep. They don't have a weakness anywhere.
Yeah, I think so.
Best punter, best kicker, top defense, really talented offense. The coaching, that's what I worry about.
Yeah. What about in Foxborough, Joe Milton outplaying Drake May? How about that?
I didn't
they actually. I think they're the odds-on favorite to have the worst record in the NFL.
Yeah, I don't put too much into that. Like, I don't know. Also, like, for example, Neighbors is killing it in camp. Jamar Chase did nothing during his camp. He couldn't catch the ball. He was stone hands. And then these guys figure it out. Stroud looked abysmal in his first preseason game, I remember, or throughout the preseason. He was awful. Then the regular season starts, and he looks like he's all pro.
Yeah, killing it. Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I don't put too much faith into it. We won't know until week 4 if guys are good or not.
Right. Absolutely. Can't wait.
I was thinking about it. Like, why wouldn't the Jets want Aaron Rodgers to practice a little bit and play in preseason? Like, take 5 snaps or something each game. But I guess they don't even want to risk that.
Yeah, is he?
I agree. Yeah. But, like, if he got hurt, they would get absolutely destroyed. It's like a no-win situation with them. No matter what they do, they get clowned on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but if he got hurt like he did last year, the same thing, it's no different. Like, if you're going to get hurt, you're going to get hurt. Like,
yeah.
I almost think it's worse that these guys sit out.
Yeah, you're not.
Your body's not conditioned to play and get a game.
I think it should. Don't they want to go to 2 preseason games? Isn't that the plan?
I think that's or the goal. And then go to 18. And then Super Bowl would be before President. What is that? President's Day?
Yeah, before President's Day. That seems like a no-brainer to me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It'll happen.
2 preseason and then, yeah. No, they wouldn't start a week early. They would start training camp later?
You would get 2 bye weeks.
Oh, right. 2 bye weeks. Yeah. That's the
which line. They should. Okay. Which they should have now still.
Yeah. Yeah. Add an extra game, 2 bye weeks, 2 less preseason games, move the Super Bowl back, boom. Seems like everyone would be on board for that one.
Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah, yeah. So we got Hard Knocks with the Bears coming up, which
is that, I'm pretty is that next week?
I think so, right? Right away? Or do we? Oh. Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pumped for that. I haven't heard too much about camp, but I heard Caleb's been doing well. He's not doing playing well. I guess no starters in the Hall of Fame game.
So. Yeah, never.
Yeah, that's true. That's tomorrow night, right? Is it tomorrow?
That was quick.
If it is. Yeah. Last week was that tweet like last Thursday with football till February. So
yeah.
Football's on tomorrow. That's
tomorrow crazy. Night. It's so bizarre. But like we're still a month like practically a month and a half until week 1. So it's a lot of waiting.
I love that they're making it like the off season is so long. So now that you go into Hard Knocks and then you go into regular Hard Knocks, the off season Hard Knocks and regular Hard Knocks, and then you're right into the preseason games and then you're back in it. You're in the season. Then they're doing an in-season Hard Knocks. It's good. Like they got to spread all this out so that football is around like for 9 months out of 12 instead of – only we like live in 6 months of darkness.
Right.
I was telling somebody I almost need like a season recap because I don't know what players are on what teams anymore. There's so much activity and movement.
I know. I totally forgot
about Stephon Diggs. I forgot he was not in Buffalo anymore.
Yeah, Texans.
Derrick Henry is on Baltimore.
That's right. Forgot about that. What else? What else is like a weird one? That no one noticed.
Where did Eckler go?
Yeah, he's somewhere else too.
Didn't he go to Washington?
Yep.
Okay.
Sneaky team. They're going to be tough.
Redskins are going to be good.
Are they getting Ayuk?
They're going to be tough. If they do. Whew.
Right? Because him and Daniels played together. Arizona State.
They're going to be tough. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Daniels is like 25, so.
Yeah. For real, though. That guy, what, 2018 was like his like freshman year? Something crazy like that? That's so nuts. So nuts.
So just plug him in. He should be ready.
Yeah. Yeah. Dable loved him, it seemed like. You know, he would have loved him on the G-Men.
So, yep.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, guys. What?
Oh, I do want to say one thing. Yeah. This class for the Hall of Fame is awesome.
Oh, who's in it? Who's in it?
What we got?
Let me pull it up. Okay. It's Dwight Freeney. That's really good.
Okay.
There's an older guy, Randy Gradishar.
I love Freeney.
Who? Randy Gradishar.
Who's that?
He's on like the 80s Broncos. Looks like a defensive player. I don't know him.
Okay.
But Dwight Freeney, Devin Hester.
Ooh.
Nice.
Freaking awesome. Andre Johnson.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. He was good.
Yeah. Julius Peppers, who I loved.
Wow.
Animal. Best Madden player ever on defense, by the way.
Didn't he, like, just retire? like last year?
Julius Peppers?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was playing for a long time.
Yeah.
Patrick Willis, who was one of the most incredible linebackers, just retired.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Yeah.
And then last and my favorite, which will make me cry my eyes out, Steve Mongo McMichael is finally getting in. And he, I don't know if you know his story, but he's got ALS and he's on his deathbed. Like he's pretty much, he's dying,
man,
right?
That's tough.
That's awesome.
So I knew Mongo from WCW, like after he had, so he won the title with the Bears. If you don't know Mongo, you'll recognize him. He's the one carrying Mike Ditka off when they won the Super Bowl. Ditka's on his shoulder.
Oh, okay.
But after his playing career, he joined WCW, and he was a member of the Four Horsemen with Ric Flair and those guys. And he was awesome. And so later on, he gets this horrible disease. He gets Lou Gehrig's disease. And he's pretty sick, right? And like I think a year ago, he gets pneumonia, and he's going to die. Like he gets pneumonia. That's going to be it. And they had a DNR, do not resuscitate. If he gets sick, just let him pass. But this became like a reality that he might enter the Hall of Fame. So, you know, the wife was, and you know, he's in bed, he can't speak. He's pretty much a vegetable. He's only his facial expressions. That's the only thing that works pretty much. So his wife says like, this is a possibility. Like you could, you know, you might get in. And she's like, blink twice if you want me to rip up the DNR or blink once.
Oh my
if,
God.
You know, we'll keep it. Wow. Yeah. He blinks twice. The guy, like, so he's like up there, like he's still there.
Wow.
Right. So then they rip up the DNR and they're pretty like, I think they're sure that this is going to happen. Like he's going to get in. So he gets in and you know how they used to do it where like that big guy, remember, he used to show up, knock on your door, and be like, hey, you're in the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Do you remember?
Yeah, that guy's random.
Yeah, he's huge, that guy. He's like a lineman.
He's got a weird history, so, supposedly, yeah.
Yeah, so he retires, right? So he's done. So now what they do is, like, if you're they get an old teammate of yours who's in the Hall of Fame, and they do it. And so when they're announcing that Mongo made it, they like put somebody on FaceTime and it's one of his teammates from the Bears. And he's like, hey buddy, Mongo, you're in the Hall of Fame. And like, you see his face. He starts to smile. Like he's like in it.
Oh my
and
God. That's all incredible.
Wow.
Yeah. Like I'll send you the thing. It's like a total tearjerker, but it's freaking awesome. And I'm pumped for him. So the other thing is like, they don't know if he can make it. Like they can't bring him there, but he's basically only living for this. So the wife is like, If like they bring him on the stage, he'll pass away on the stage because like he's living just to be inducted into the Hall of Fame and then he's gonna go. I was like crazy.
Yeah, really.
Sad,
incredible.
Best way to go out, I guess. Yeah,
yeah, but it's funny. Ric Flair still visits him, and Ric Flair will talk about like boozing and tits and all this stuff. And Mongo, like, the guy smiles. Like, it's amazing. Like, he's still there. He's with it. So, I'm really pumped for the Hall of Fame. I like all that stuff.
Yeah, it should be cool. That should be cool. That's a pretty amazing story. I don't know how people get Lou Gehrig's disease. That's a weird one.
It's so, very weird.
It's
yeah.
It's so bizarre. Have they found the? Clearly, no, haven't found a cure for that.
No, nothing.
There's nothing.
Just, the other famous football player is the Saints. You know, Gleason. The Saints. Gleason. I couldn't think of his name. Yep, he's got it. And it's very sad, but
yeah. But speaking of that guy who comes to your door and tells you you're in the Hall of Fame, like, who wasn't there some story about him a few years back? He's like some mystery man. Like, he wasn't even like a former player. Like, no one really knows anything about him.
He looks like John. I don't know. He looks like John Taffer if he took like eight cycles of roids.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I thought there was some article years ago. It's like the mystery man, blah, blah, blah. I don't even know his name. But anyway. So football starts tomorrow. What else? Has anyone been watching the Olympics? Because I have.
I'm watching right now the handball. It's pretty cool.
Okay. I can't get into it. I heard the opening ceremonies seemed bizarre and out there.
I didn't watch any of that shit.
Yeah, that shit was nuts. And I don't know. I haven't even, not even basketball, really.
Oh, no?
I've been watching some of the hoops.
No, I don't know. I never know when it's on. It's always on random times.
On Sunday, like early Sunday.
Okay.
It was on, but that was it. Yeah, I don't know when it's on.
I never know when it's on. Yeah.
I love the Olympics. I think it's great. I watch all this stuff.
Oh, you do? Awesome. Okay. What's your favorite?
Swimming. Anything swimming, sign me up. I think that's like, I love that. Basketball, I watch. I mean, I watched Wembanyama, and I think like all the moves that everybody's making, joining teams, signing with different, all of it, none of it matters because Wembanyama's taking over the league and he's going to dominate. He's super
good. He's so good.
He's so good.
Yeah, I'm hoping that happens. U.S. versus France. That I'll definitely watch.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Yeah, I'm kind of bummed.
Canada's playing good too.
Canada's. You know, they have a lot of players that we know. Who else has some notable players? It's like France, U.S., Canada,
Spain.
Who's on Spain? Hernan Gomez. I know. Former Nick. I know he's on the team. I saw he was doing it. Yeah.
Who else? They always have a good squad. Yeah, yeah. I don't really know the new guys on the team.
Yeah, I don't know any of the, I can't think of them right now. Does Germany have a team? The Wagners? Are they
in the Schroeder?
Schroeder?
I think Germany is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Schroeder's been killing it for them. Yeah, so hopefully he's up in his trade value for the Nets.
They have some players. Yeah, I mean
Daniel Tice is on that team.
Oh, I mean, yep. Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm sure there's a couple other guys.
Yeah. Yeah, if I can figure out when the games are on, I'll definitely watch some hoops. Even though I'm bummed there's no Knicks on it, even though that's probably good for us.
Yeah, it is. Put on USA right now. Watch this handball. This, like, we would be good at this shit.
It's like, I love soccer, that sport. I watched it on a plane one time. It's really fun.
It's awesome. It's like soccer meets basketball.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it before. Cool. It's pretty cool. I remember watching it in years past. I kind of like the track stuff. It's just, yeah, again, I never know when things are on or anything. It's hard for me to keep track, I guess. So,
yeah.
Been tough for me to get into it. And it goes for what, like another week or so? When the Olympics, like 3 weeks usually? 2-3 weeks?
Might be 2 weeks.
2 weeks? Okay. Yeah, that opening opening ceremony was nuts. Nuts.
LeBron looked like George Washington, right?
Yeah, and then there was like a
sailing on the boat with the flag.
Yeah, and then there was like a bunch of demonic stuff, and I don't know. It was like
I can't believe Sherrod.
Light the candle for Germany. Like, they couldn't find a better athlete than Dennis Schroeder.
Oh, what was that? You're underwater, Adam. What are you saying?
I said I can't believe they had Dennis Schroeder light the candle for Germany. Like,
there you
go. They couldn't do better than Dennis Schroeder as like a German athlete.
Represent. Fournier tried to choke him out a few weeks back.
Yeah.
That was funny. Yeah. So, good stuff with the Olympics. Baseball. Yankees, they were falling apart, and now they're hot again.
We're back.
Yeah. Jazz Chisholm. How do you pronounce it?
Chisholm.
Funny last name. Funny name in general, but he's been a nice new acquisition.
What do you mean? Been the god.
Been killing it. Love him. They got Al Leiter's nephew.
He did well today, too, and last night.
Yeah. So, let's see. Still a lot of baseball left. I wish they got another starter, but what are you going to do? What's up with Cole? It's been a mystery.
He said he'll be back in like 2 days. He had like a stomach virus or something.
Okay.
So, but yeah. We have Aaron Judge. I mean, we got the greatest hitter in baseball right now.
He needs a chip so bad because his numbers are just like legendary. Like the shit he's doing is like insane.
And he does everything right. He's such a good off the field captain. He's Jeter. He's a bigger version of Jeter.
Bigger version of Jeter. He needs a championship before he retires. So, how old is he? I mean, he's probably got a good amount of years.
He's like probably like 31.
Okay, so he'll play.
Because he came up a little bit later. So
yeah, so he'll play 7 more years maybe. So
yeah, but. Yeah, he's got like a prime for like 4 or 5 more.
Yeah. So let's see there. We got 2 more months regular season. Mets, what are the Mets doing? Last I saw was Frank the Tank flipping out about Sal Licata.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Unhinged.
I feel like a lot of time like he's acting or forcing it. That was legit hatred.
Yeah. Yeah, what even happened? I mean, I know Sal Licata gets on people's nerves, but
last year Licata, or two, I don't know, something 2 years ago, he declared the division is over when the Mets were like up or whatever.
Okay.
And then as soon as he said that, they choked it away, and the Braves came back, won a division, and you know, whatever, Mets choked. And then a week ago, you know, the Mets are still like behind Atlanta, and he's like, it's over, the wild card is over, like, you know, Braves are done. They're not catching us anymore. And then they started losing again right after that, like a lot.
Okay. So, got it.
Yeah, Frank went after him. Yeah.
The mush. Big mush, yeah. Too funny.
Always... Fucking Sal Licata!
He's great.
You fucking asshole.
He's great. What else? Oh, Nick signed Juice. Still haven't reacted. We got Precious back.
Where's the GIF?
Yeah. You excited?
It puts the lotion on itself.
We got him. 1 year, what? 1 year, 6 mil? Is that the deal?
Yeah, I think they had to do it. I was wondering why I was taking so long.
That's an amazing deal. Amazing value.
Yeah. I still don't know. Are they going to do something? Look at the Celtics. Waiting. Right? All 5 players can shoot threes and defend. Knicks don't really have that unless they put Randall at the 5. I don't know if that puts them at a disadvantage.
Even if you are playing Mitch or Precious, you're going to have 4 guys around who can shoot.
Yeah, that's true.
I think maybe they were... That's why it took so long to sign him, was they were scouring for something else. And then they were like, you know what? Let's just sign Precious and then figure it out midseason. Maybe we can get somebody.
Maybe if it's not working out, deadline deal for Cat or whatever. You know, I'm like convinced he's going to be a Nick at some point before his career's over, right?
It just
seems like an inevitable. Kentucky and Jersey kid, and it just all, I don't know. It just seems like a match made in heaven, but I don't know. We'll see.
What else happened in the NBA? Not too much.
It's been quiet. It's been quiet. You know,
the Nets, Jalen Wilson, Summer League MVP.
He was the MVP.
Hang the banner, Summer League MVP for Jalen Wilson.
There we go. Some Nets buzz. Some Nets news. Let's go.
We got 2 of the last 3 Summer League MVPs. No big deal.
It should have been Tyler Kolek, but okay, it's fine. It's okay.
Oh my guy. Yeah,
Kolek, man.
Hey, listen.
Holy shit!
If you look at what the Nets are doing, right? It kind of reminds me of what they did before all these guys got here, like looking for diamonds in the rough. So grabbing a guy like Killian Hayes, who didn't work out in his first spot, grabbing the kid from Memphis who also didn't work out in his first spot. I think they might be onto something again. But let's see how it plays out.
Okay.
Yeah, why not? Develop him, yeah.
Why not? Why not?
I like Hayes. I think he's got potential still.
Yeah, KOC's guy. The Knicks, we signed Campaign, who, let's be honest, I know Paul and I are not fans of. I don't know, Juice, how you feel about him, but I don't get it. Tyler Kolek, he's killing it in summer league, and they go out and sign another point guard. I know it's a 1-year deal, but what was that about? McHale's boy?
I don't think he's never gonna. He's just not gonna play.
Campaign won't play.
I hope he
played a lot with the Sixers.
The rotation is going to be, you're going to have DiVincenzo, you're going to have Josh Hart, and you're going to have Bridges. And I don't think Kolek's going to play either.
Oh, that was
who's the backup point guard?
Deuce?
I think they're just going to rotate Deuce like around.
Yeah.
I think he's off the ball though. I don't know, we'll see.
No.
Kolek seems like just the most pure point guard imaginable. He's just a pass first guy, which I love. He's we'll see.
And he's 23. It's not like he's like a 19-year-old rookie.
Yeah.
You know, he's up there.
Got some experience.
Speaking of Ragu.
Yeah. My guy.
Enlighten us on the
My guy.
The meet and greet.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I want to hear this. He was laughing pretty hard.
So I find out like a week or so before that he's gonna be at the Dick's Sporting Goods like in Latham, which is like 10 minutes from me. It's right down the road. So I'm like, I got nothing going on that Sunday. You know, maybe I'll take a ride over there, whatever. So I put on my, my Good Villas shirt and Knicks hat. I drive over there. He's supposed to be there from noon to 1:30. I roll up at like a little after 1 o'clock. There's a long line outside. And I'm like, do I really want to stand in this? It's not that big a deal. Like, I usually don't care about like meeting people. You know, athletes and celebrities and whatnot. So I drive around the parking lot and I'm like, fuck it. You got nothing else going on today. Just do it. So I get in line. It moves really quick. And this is like, it's like 1:10. So he's there for another 20 minutes. It's moving quick. I got a couple people in line pointing at my shirt, like sick shirt. So I'm like, why not? So I get in, we get inside, the building. And there's some DJ playing music, playing Go New York, the Go New York song. And it's like loud and, lively in there. And the line moves like really quick. So I get up to him. You have to like hand like someone who works at Dick's like your phone so they can take the picture. And as I'm walking up to him, I'm holding up the shirt and I go, hey, should I add McHale to the shirt? And he starts cracking up and he's like, oh, I love it. And we took the picture.
Never saw that one before either. Dude, like it's so unique.
I don't know. I know it's been out for a while. I wonder if he had seen that before. And then I took a bunch of pictures. And then it was so loud, but like after we've done the pictures, he hands you like a picture, a signed picture, or whatever. And I go, sixth man of the year, bro. And he didn't respond. So either he didn't hear me because it was so loud, or he's like, fuck
you. Starting.
I'm starting.
Yeah.
So I'll never know if he heard me or not. But
was he bigger in person?
That was it.
Like taller?
He was sitting down, so it was hard to tell. But he looks like a baller. Like you can tell like his arms are long and stuff. And these guys, we don't realize how big they really are. Like tall and fit they are.
Yeah.
So he was like in all black. You saw the pictures. He's in all black and whatever. But It pissed me off because, everyone there was, like, Knicks fans, but there was some, like, little kid in a Tatum jersey, Celtics Tatum jersey. And then when I saw the news segment, they interviewed him. I'm like, you interviewed the one Celtics fan there? Get the fuck out of here.
You know what? I did see that.
You saw it, right?
Yeah. I did, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, that's who you interview? Get out of here. Couldn't interview a Knicks fan? I guess they talked to some Knicks fans, but so that was it. Ragu.
Little troll. That kid's going nowhere.
Pretty sweet.
just right down the street. Yeah, it was pretty painless. I didn't have to. I guess there were some people there like first thing in the morning. I don't know. I guess if you were like one of the first 100 people, you got something else. I don't know what it was.
You think he goes to multiple like locations in the state?
I don't know.
Jersey?
I thought it was so random. that a Knicks player was up in the capital region. It usually never happens. Yankees, I've heard of like certain Yankees coming up here and Giants because the Giants used to have the training camp. But
yeah. And he's from Delaware, so he's not from,
yeah,
like,
it's not like he's from the area. Like, you know, there's another redhead from the area, Kevin Herter. Actually,
yeah,
the town I live in now is a town he grew up in, Clifton Park. He's got this new like training facility. It's got like,
yeah, is that okay?
Yeah, it's cool. It's got like basketball courts and like a restaurant. I think there's like a cafe or a restaurant, like a bar. There's like pickleball courts. It's swimming. It's like a whole like center. It's like pretty cool. It's like 2 seconds from my house. But yeah. So, and he's always,
because I wonder, like,
he's always around.
How much do they get paid to do that? Like, he must have got paid a decent amount to, you know, he could be vacationing right now.
You said in the chat how much he gets paid, didn't you?
Yeah, I think for those things it's like 10 to 15 thousand.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Okay.
That makes sense.
So if he does like 20 of
those. The bigger guys probably get more. But oh, yeah. Like, also, DiVincenzo, like, I saw something. He was, like, sponsored by, like, Revo sunglasses. Like, these guys get tons of sponsorships that we don't know about or necessarily hear about. And I think they make good money. They definitely make good money.
Definitely. Definitely. I wanted to tag him when I you know, posted on my Instagram story. I don't think he has an Instagram. I don't think he has social media in general. The Ragu.
I can see that. He seems like a very
private person.
Private, down to earth guy. I think on the podcast they say that about him. He doesn't like going out really.
Yeah, on the roommates pod, they were like, "Yo, you never come and get dinner after." He's like, "Yo, I'm just going home, chilling, the crib." Yeah.
They make him sound like this like hood dude. They always talk about him. He's like, "Yeah." That is the most hood guy on the whole team.
Yeah, yeah, I can see it. I can see it. The Michael Jordan of Delaware. But yeah. Yeah, so that was cool. That was cool. What else is going on? Anything else? Sports, or should we jump in the Dragons?
Okay, I'll see you guys later.
You don't want to stay? Paul, you usually stay for this.
Yeah, I know. I got to hear what happened today. I mean, it's pretty cool. They get drunk and they fight each other's dragons. Like, wow.
Sounds about right. I don't know. Juice, I know you were kind of souring on it, but the last episode was sick. You didn't think so?
Yeah, I got to watch it again. It was all right.
Okay. You didn't like all the bastards? Get like a dragon now.
Yeah, now it's like we went so long with nothing happening. Now a lot's happening. So yeah, I guess it was good. It was fine.
Yeah, but there's been some really boring episodes.
Yeah,
yeah. I do know what happens. I'm not gonna spoil it.
In the finale.
Yeah, unfortunately. Well, no, I don't know everything, but I know a big thing that does happen. Because unfortunately, I was in the comment section on X. Talking about it, so I kind of know what happens with one of the characters, and I was like, fuck. But yeah, people who read the books ruin everything.
How many episodes are left? Just one.
Just one. There'll be another season or two, but you know, we probably won't see that for like 2 years. I don't know.
So annoying. I hate that. It takes forever.
I think it's been a little underwhelming when you consider it took 2 years to come out. Or 3 years or whatever it took. And I'm just watching it. I'm like, it's a little slow, for sure.
I thought there'd be more, because, you know, this Dance of the Dragons thing, it's like a big war that happens. I thought there'd be more battle scenes. There's really only been one episode. Like one, right? Like one battle scene in one episode so far. So I guess we'll probably get that in the next episode. And then maybe the next season we'll get more of that. But there hasn't been too much action. I just love the dragon scenes. I just love that shit. Just give me dragons. And I'll
same.
Yeah.
Like if they had another season like this one, I think it would get canceled.
Yeah, it definitely needs like more action, which I think they're building up to. There's just going to be like a shitload of dragons coming out.
Probably a lot of just money. Like, a lot of money to film too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Great budget.
It's gotta be
crazy expensive. It's like they have this one guy, he's the main character, and they waste him. They just send him Damon? To this castle.
Oh, I know.
And he's tripping balls for six episodes. It's like, come on. All right, we get it. Like, move on.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like the most interesting character on the last season.
I thought so, yeah.
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 And they had him just sit in a castle tripping the whole time.
Yeah, he's being like, he's being stalked by some, she's probably not even real, right? She's all like in his mind, some illusion, the owl lady or whatever. I forget her name.
Schubert's are.
Yeah, yeah, it's a shame. Yeah, Damon I thought was the best character season one. He was amazing season one. And then this season he's just been at Harrenhal, tripping, seeing things. It's kind of whack. So I don't even really have, like, it's hard for me to find a character I like do like, to be honest with you, on the show.
That, yeah, that's the other thing. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I hate all of them. I don't like any single one of them.
Yeah. Like this new guy, Adam of Hull, who gets one of the dragons, Sea Smoke, whatever. The black
great,
guy.
Great name.
With the
great name.
What's up?
Great name, Adam.
Adam of Hull, or whatever they call him. You know, he's all right. He seems okay. But yeah, it's hard to find like likable characters, unfortunately. At least there's no dead babies like season one. Remember all the like...
I know. Give me more of that. Like, from episode one.
All the disgusting birthing scenes in season one. At least there's been like not really any of that. They just killed a toddler.
That's what we need.
I liked that dragon Vermithor. He's like, you know, he's been sitting in a cave for like 100 years or whatever. And then they come see him and, you know, he's just like eating away on people. I was happy he got to do that, you know. Finally got to eat. So it's fun. But
yeah. So how does it end? You think there's like a battle royale?
Well, that's what, yeah.
He was like,
yeah.
Dragon Royal Rumble. Dragon Royal Rumble.
That's what, yeah, essentially.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty much a Dragon Royal Rumble. Dance of the Dragons. So
do they hype them up on like meth, or is it just stay with the alcohol?
What the people or the dragons?
They don't give the dragons alcohol. It's just the people.
No,
who ride them?
That was one that was one character, Aegon, who was the king, and he's kind of a knucklehead. His mom basically said he was like pathetic and like nothing, and he got drunk and decided to get his dragon and go to battle, and. Didn't work out too well for him. He should have died, to be honest. But now he's crippled, right? Pretty much. So.
What an idiot.
Yeah. Well, his own brother. His own brother attacked him. That's a whole other dynamic.
Like, is HBO doing any other shows? Like, what's going on?
I know they do nothing else, right? There used to be a million HBO shows. It's like nothing now. Hard Knocks and this show.
August. I actually saw a thing. You remember the movie City of God? Yeah. With Brazil,
yeah,
they're making a series on that.
Oh, that would be dope.
Yeah,
City of God was really good.
Yeah, that would be dope.
I mean, I don't know how good it'll be, but you know, we'll see.
Will it be in Portuguese? HBO is,
I would assume,
with subtitles.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah,
because anything else would be kind of cheesy. But yeah, true. they don't really put a lot of new shows out anymore.
No.
I did watch that movie. I had no idea it was related to Robert Durst until after all the small things with Ryan Gosling.
Oh,
that's about him. Yeah, so I watched the movie and I was like, wow, this is a really good movie. But then I was like, wait a minute, this seems like similar. And then it was about Robert Durst.
Oh,
so I gotta watch that the documentary on HBO. I watched the series on them.
Yeah, I watched the first one. That was years ago, and there's a second one now. I haven't seen.
Yeah, watch the movie. It's a good movie.
Okay. When did that come out?
It's like 2010, 12.
Oh, long
like
time
that.
Ago. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, I haven't. I can't tell you the last time I watched a movie. Jeez, long time.
There's not much out. Not much.
What about Deadpool? Deadpool?
Oh, Deadpool, right.
I didn't see it, but I heard it's really good.
Yeah, I heard good things. I gotta try that.
I gotta get into that.
I gotta watch like 37 movies, though, to catch up.
Second last. How about Robert Downey Jr.? They're just ignore that he was Iron Man, and then now he's Dr. Doom.
I was just about to mention that. It's so stupid. It's so
they're just using time travel and multiverse and then just rewriting all the movies.
It's so lazy. There's no one else that could have played him. It's so stupid.
Yeah, people were on Instagram or Twitter were explain this in NBA terms. And it was if Kobe Bryant came back from the dead and played for Boston and won 10 rings or something.
Yeah. Basically. So dumb.
It's just, you know what it is, man? I don't know about you guys, but growing up, I followed Spider-Man and Batman and that was the main guys. Once you start throwing out Ant-Man and Doctor Strange and all this, I'm not following. It's too many.
I know.
I know the Hulk. I know Spider-Man. I know Batman.
Yeah.
The main people. Wolverine. So, fine.
And I never get it if it's the plot that's continuing into the future or they're redoing the movie again and again from a prior time with different actors. I just get too confused with all that stuff.
I think it's both. They're just all over the place. They're all over the map.
Yeah,
it's so confusing. The last Spider-Man movie had three versions of Spider-Man. They brought all of them back. Tobey Maguire was in it, and then the British guy, and then Holland. It's all three of them in the same movie playing Spider-Man.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I feel like Tom, do less. Do less.
I just can't get into the Marvel world, unfortunately.
I was in the barbershop getting my hair cut, and on the big screen they were playing Gone in 60 Seconds, and I was sat down. I was great fucking movie.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Incredible. And the guy was yeah, man, this is a classic. It's so easy to understand. Simple plot.
Yep.
It's just amazing. He's movies now are not like this. They're just
yes.
They have your brain spinning and you yeah.
They're not.
Just keep it simple.
I know.
Yeah, if that movie's on, if I watch it, I keep it on. It's one of those movies.
At any point in the movie, you can watch it. Watch it.
Yeah. Yep. The 90s and 2000s, I think, just the movies were great. Us growing up, the movies were great. I mean, even the 80s, 70s, it's just, the last 20 years, it's hard for me to name a good movie.
You think it's because they're running out of ideas or just the quality is just not as much effort?
Yeah, there's just not as much effort. I feel like there's probably good scripts out there, but if you don't suck the right dick, it's not getting made. who the fuck knows? You know what I mean? It's terrible.
It'd be more politically correct with a lot of stuff too, right? That probably plays a part in it.
Definitely. That's definitely a lot to do with it, I think too. So
what a shame. What a shame.
The shame. Yeah. So what else? Yeah, so I think we'll be back in a couple weeks or a few weeks.
Preview?
College football preview we should do.
Oh yes. Okay.
That should be the next.
We'll do college, and then Pine is desperately wanting back for the NFL.
Oh yeah, he's.
Oh yeah, speaking of Pine, what about the golf? How'd you guys do? You look amazing.
Oh, yeah, I'm the best. I'm the best there is. I have my personal best record in Pinehurst. I'm awesome. Oh, so good. Nice. You should retire. You should have retired after that. That's it.
I'm gonna play Trump as my last round, and that's it.
There you go.
Call it a career. Yeah.
shout out to Mike having a baby.
Yeah, that's going on right today. Now.
Oh, is she in labor?
Yeah, he's in the hospital. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, life's about to change.
Congrats, Uncle Adam.
Yeah,
congrats, Papa Miguel. That's awesome.
Yeah, congrats to all. That's exciting.
What if the doctors made a mistake and the baby has a wiener? It's a boy. Can we name it Drazen?
Oh yeah, I'm into that. Yeah, we can work on that.
Drazen Petrovic.
Life is about to change for sure. Adam, you feeling the terrible twos yet, or
Yeah, I think they're coming on for sure.
Okay, wait for three.
Getting more and more opinionated each day.
Wait for three. Four is
three?
Off to a great start.
Oh boy.
So Gigi's four now? Oh my god.
I know. She's been four yeah.
It's June.
She's a month into four.
June, yeah.
It's a lot like three.
Is she a diehard LSU Tigers fan, like her mom?
Oh yeah.
Go Tigers.
She was very excited about Neighbors and the Giants.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Well, Gigi and Frankie, they can have their own pod soon. They can make their own.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Francesca's speaking mostly Spanish right now, so.
Oh, yeah, wow.
That's a fun one also. So when she yells at me, I don't know what she's trying to tell me.
My own daughter. I don't know what she's trying to tell me. She really yells at you in Spanish?
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
She'll be saying words, and then her mom will come down and be like, what the fuck is she saying? And this goes
You know what's going to be amazing? Somehow you're going to be stuck in a room watching her and her cousin. And one's going to be speaking Spanish, one's going to be speaking Russian,
yeah.
And you're going to be trying to like watch a game on your phone.
Until you shut the fuck up.
Wow.
You'll be watching because Miss Rachel is on the TV, so you'll be trying to watch the Giant game on your phone.
Oh, man. When is week one of the NFL? I'm just looking at the calendar right now.
I want to say
game
like
one is September 7th? 5th. Fifth is game one.
Fifth? That's really early, no?
It's Friday. It's Friday.
Wait, Friday?
Or Thursday. And then there's a Friday game, too.
Week one?
Maybe there's a Thursday, Friday. Yeah, remember the Packers, Eagles.
Oh, in Brazil.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's a Friday night. I don't know if there's a Thursday night game.
Interesting.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, because they always announce that Thursday night game. None of us know what it is, right?
So maybe, no, the schedule's out.
But like, none of us top of our head. I feel like we always know what that game is, and none of us.
I would. It's gotta be the Chiefs. No. It's the Chiefs versus Baltimore. NFL. Chiefs Baltimore.
Oh yeah, September 5th. That's early, right? I feel like the season always starts like the week after that.
It kind of does feel early.
I'm down. I'm ready.
I mean, yeah, it's never that early. I feel like it's always like the week of the, you know, the 9th, like the 12th. Like, I feel like that would be like week one usually. Huh. That's interesting. So I'm trying to think how we should do this. Maybe 2 or 3 weeks from now, we'll do the college football preview pod, and then...
Yeah, split it up.
And then we'll figure it out either 2 weeks or after that. Or maybe we can even do the NFL preview pod like the week of, like that Monday or Tuesday or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, when it's close. Because I think other shit's going to happen. There's going to be like trades. There's going to be injuries. There's going to be, you know.
Yeah.
Something happened.
Yeah, but definitely those are the next two pods. College football preview and then NFL preview. Exciting times. Football is upon us.
We're back.
Yeah, we're back.
We are back.
So back.
We are back. So, all right, guys. Anything else that we didn't get to? Pray for America. That's all I could say.
Pray for America. Pray for, America.
Pray for 7-foot Biden. Pray for Trump. He doesn't get whacked again.
Yeah.
Or almost whacked again. What else? I don't know.
That's it.
That's it. All right, guys.
Peace.
Take care. Go me.
Peace.